So I described a basic concept of Ricean fading, but there is much more to the properties of a fading signal. Like how fast do signals fade? If there is a fade on one particular frequency, how wide in bandwidth is this fade? Does it mean that at a different frequency we also see a fade? And those things you need to address in order to be able to design a system. You need to know how long you can make a packet. If you use frequency diversity or hop from one frequency to another, you have to know how wide in bandwidth you have to make these hops. If you shuffle around bits by interleaving, it's interesting to know how deep this interleaving should work. The choice of bit rates, just to explain, to give an example of systems that do not work very well. In the beginning, many manufacturers thought, well, if we have a cellular phone system, why don't we connect the telephone modem to a cellular phone and we have a very nice digital connection? And it turned out that this does not work at all, because the telephone modem is designed to combat errors caused by noise on a telephone circuit, but not to combat errors as they occur because of fades that occur every time you move your antenna a little bit. And if you then drive 60 miles an hour, you see that the channel is fading so often that your throughput is just almost nothing.